Liam, no doubt of what the doctor is ordering this week on the trip to Newbridge for Tyrone. 2 league points.
I very much so, Tom. Really need to be thinking that way and would be hoping that way, I suppose. Now, going on the back of the Dublin performance, you know, a continuation of that sort of form, and, you know, from chatting to many Tyrone fans coming out of Healy Park last Saturday evening, they were very happy. There was a lot of positives, yeah. They were disappointed in losing, of course, but there was a lot of positives to take out of it, and, you know, the general consensus was, play like that, boys, and even if you do get beat, most people could stomach it, you know.
Yeah, because the Galway defeat, I know, was a big letdown to Tyrone supporters.
It was, and, you know, again, I didn't get down for I was away that weekend, but a lot of hardened Tyrone supporters were very disappointed, and, you know, I know the players themselves were disappointed in their own performance, and, you know, had chances at crucial times too, apparently, and conceded a very early goal, but, you know, a very disappointing performance now all round, apparently, and certainly the Dublin game would have lifted the hearts again and the minds and whatnot. It was, for long periods, it was decent.
Yeah. Having said that, Kildare, you know, came up last year. There mightn't be world beaters, but Newbridge is a difficult enough place to go and get a result.
It is. It's a very difficult place, surely. And, you know, they showed again, like Tyrone, for long periods again, you know, for certainly the first half against Dublin, what they were capable of, you know. And you know, Kildare, whenever they're playing well, they're a big, physical, athletic team, you know, and decent footballers. And if they get a head of steam on you and a run of the ball, they could give you plenty of ball. And especially, as you say, in Newbridge, like, it's a very difficult place to come. And especially whenever, you know, confidence maybe not at its highest, it'll be boosted a bit, certainly, by last Saturday's performance. But, you know, if Kildare happen to get away to a good start, it can drop the heads very easy.
Yeah. And how do you feel confidence is in the squad?
I know they're very happy, you know, with, you know, obviously, like, the big difference in Dublin and Tyrone to me last week was, you know, Dublin just don't seem to make the unforced errors. They work the ball into the scoring positions, and, you know, in many cases, Tyrone weren't doing that. You know, they had 13 wides to 2, and even, you know, a Division 1 team against a Division 4 team, if you're kicking 13 wides and they're only kicking 2, you're going to be struggling to win it, you know. Given any level of dominance, but, you know, a really impressive thing to me to Dublin were the work about Dublin were, to me, they worked the ball to that edge of the D, you know, 35 yards maximum, no outside of the boot shots. They were nearly passing the ball over the bar, and they were, to me, that was really economy of effort. Like, to me, whereas Tyrone were, you know, they had plenty of chances, they had a great goal chance, and really looking at it, neither of Dublin's goals should have been conceded. That's the bottom line.
Tell me, in terms of obviously shooting, when you kick 13 wide, you have to ask questions, and certainly something you have to improve on. Anything else?
Well, I would need to come in for the first two. You know, Tyrone were in control, and, you know, well worthy of a 4-point lead coming up to half time. And the defence for that first Dublin goal, to me, is just not good enough for county football, to be honest. And that might sound harsh, but, you know, the way Kilkenny got taking that goal, it just wasn't good enough. The ball should have been dealt with better in defence. The second goal was a bit of a mix-up between Niall Morgan and Paddy Hampsey. You know, say, call it what way you want, but it was a defensive error that handed the ball to Owen O'Gara. They were beat by 5 points. You know, conceding those two goals and shooting 13 wides, you know, you have to ask yourself, more economy and more measured shooting and better shot selection, I think, would go a long way. You know, certainly the commitment, and whenever they had to go man-to-man with Dublin, you know, for periods of the game, which you have to, and Mayo has proved this in the last two All-Ireland things, you just have to be able to, when required, win your personal battle, or certainly compete in your personal battle on a one-to-one basis if you're going to have any chance against them. And, you know, that was the positive thing out of last Saturday to me, that Tyrone were able to do that for chunks of the match, you know, and certainly throughout the first half, maybe as much as 40 minutes of the game, you know. So that was the big positive. And again, if they can get that shooting, Lee Brannan and, you know, Conor McAlaskey looked as if they could strike up a partnership there. Like, so it'll probably take a bit of time, maybe, but, you know, Newbridge coming on Sunday, time's not on their side, you know.
Tell me, two changes. Richie Donnelly, I think, is out injured. Aidan McCrory out as well.
And Rory Brannan's preferred to Aidan McCrory, and Richie is a bit of a hamstring injury. We're hoping that it's not too serious. So he loses out to
Conor Minor.
Conor's just back from injury as well, like, and Sigerson duties with St Mary. So, you know, yeah, should help things, to be honest. You know, especially Rory Brannan is playing well for Jordanson and Sigerson and that sort of thing. Richie and Conor Minor probably similar sorts of players in that they do a lot of work and up and down that line, and you know, they'll certainly be hoping that they can blend in. And again, Tyrone's panel is decent. Like, they brought young McLaughlin and young McKiernan come in as two defenders last weekend and certainly played very well, I thought. So Lee Brennan played very well. Like, so there were three fellas that weren't about last year, and acquitted themselves very well, and, you know, against really good opposition. Dublin had 11 of their All-Ireland team on, like, so you'd be hoping that maybe we will discover another few players, and certainly if they get the shooting and the shot selection sorted, you know, it would be positive enough, to be honest.
And given that performance and given the strength that Dublin had from their All-Ireland winning team, you'd be reasonably hopeful that you could put off a result and a win down in Newbridge.
Yeah, I would, to be honest. But they certainly have to go with the same commitment and the same heart and the same, you know, combat of action as they did in the first, especially in the first half, which was very good against Dublin. You know, and any time Dublin got a score, Tyrone got up the field, and some really good kick passing in, which, you know, they may miss the like of Richie's influence there on that, because he is fairly decent kick passer, and Niall Sludden kicked in a number of good balls. You know, Petey Hart was subdued, to be honest, but, you know, still can deliver a really good ball in. And I think if they concentrate more on that and getting quick early ball into the fellas that are making the runs inside, it could reap good dividends for them, you know.